Miss Jeanette, JEANNETTE Lawrence, LAWRENCE, 111-59. The patient is a 65-year-old woman with history of low back pain, multiple issues including diabetes, diabetic neuropathy. Patient has had a history of colon cancer in 1992, undergoing colonoscopy on a regular basis per her gastroenterologist, period. New paragraph, she also has a history of migraine headaches, asthma, hypothyroidism, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, low back pain, radiculopathy, history of neck fusion, and colon cancer with osteoporosis and osteopenia. Surgeries include cervical fusion, cholecystectomy. Patient did not receive any radiation or chemotherapy. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She's been married 39 years. She doesn't work. Last period was 20 years ago. Allergy, none. Family history, dad died of brain aneurysm, mom died of CHF and COPD. COVID immunization is up to date. Review of systems, she's had a lot of left hip pain, knee pain. She feels sore in her armpits. Oh, by the way, she's scheduled for a mammogram tomorrow. She also has issues with leg pain, muscle pain. I asked her if she's had history of fibromyalgia. She said she's never been diagnosed with it. Medication, Fosamax 70 milligram a day, Eliquis 5 milligram a day. Oh, put atrial fibrillation as one of her medical issues. Then Furoscid PRN, Synthroid 50 microgram a day, Bentel 10 milligram PRN, Baclofen 10 milligram muscles for muscle spasm, Lipitor 20 milligram a day, calcium with vitamin D once a day, and then Cymbalta 30 milligram twice a day, Lasix 40 milligram a day, gabapentin 800 milligram three times a day, lisinopril down to 2.5 milligram a day, magnesium oxide three times a day, 250 milligram, metformin 500 BID, metoprolol, tartrate 25 milligram every 12 hours, singular 10 milligram a day, nitroglycerin PRN, omega-3 fatty acid twice a day, pantoprazole 40 milligram a day, potassium 10 milligram equivalents a day, Topamax 25 milligram a day, vitamin D3 one tablet a day. Period. On exam, we find Ms. Lawrence to be alert, awake, great historian, 163 pounds, 97%, 97.9, 20, 75, 133 over 78. Heart positive, one positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, obese. Doughy, neck shows no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, skin shows no rash or mucosa with an lesion. Evaluation of her legs revealed no DVT or PVD. Number one. Number two, lots of muscle soreness. Number three, patient feels sore in her armpits. She thinks it might be her lymph nodes. Did not see any lymphadenopathy. Next number, mammogram is scheduled tomorrow. Next number, colonoscopy is coming up with per gastroenterologist. Next number is history of asthma control. Next number is gastroesophageal reflux. Next number is abdominal and pelvic ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number is echocardiogram shows no evidence of atrial fibrillation at this time. She does have slight RVH. I'm sorry. Next number, history of atrial fibrillation. Next number, status post ablation. Next number is chest pain, rare now. Next number is atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular response resolved. Next number is status post back pain, neck pain. See current medication. Next number is spinal stenosis, L4, L5. Next number is status post neck fusion. Next number is neuroframinal stenosis of cervical spine requiring neck fusion. Next number, osteoporosis. Next number is her DEXA scan was done a year ago. Next number, she lost tremendous amount of weight, 40 pounds with Ozempic. She's gained 10 or 15 pounds back. For this reason, she's no longer on insulin. Next number, her kidneys look normal. Next number, there's no sign of renal vascular hypertension. Next number, she does have a history of stage 2 fibrotic / fatty liver, consistent with NASH. Next number, the ultrasound of the liver does show mild to moderate fatty liver. Next one is carotid ultrasound shows minimal obstruction. Next one is aorta. Abdominal aorta is without any stenosis, stenotic lesion. Next one is thyroid shows a tiny cyst on the left side, otherwise within normal limits. Next number, no evidence of lymphadenopathy noted in the axilla. Thank you.